Do it.
All right, Mike, why don't you take us through what you got and we'll play it your way and see how far along we go.
All righty. I'm actually going to try to throw this out semi as a kind of collab episode between Whack Brackets and The Half Cut, though this is your show, so I'm going to focus primarily on you, but here we go. This is Mike from Whack Brackets, and I am here on the Half Cut Podcast, the podcast named due to the aftermath of a circumcision rabbi with a shaky hand. I'm your guest host, Mike, and I'm here with the guys from the Half Cut Podcast. And I would ask them how they're doing tonight, but we've already talked to them. But if you guys want to talk for a second, because I'm going to release this as a Whack Bracket, say Woo. Something fun and tell us a little bit about your podcast that I'm currently on.
Hey, Pat, why don't you take this away?
Damn it, so cut that, Swarty.
So I missed the first time that the Half Cut Podcast was on the Whack Brackets podcast. So I can't even think. I'm so excited to be on here. Fuck.
You're all elated. He's just elated.
I'm elated. Right. There we go. There's the word. looking to get after this, the initial Whack Bracket for me. The other two guys have been on it, so let's do it.
All right, well, I promise we will get you on a future episode of Whack Brackets as well, but obviously this kind of pseudo episode, maybe drop as a bonus, maybe drop as a main episode, who knows, but I'm going to have fun with it. So before we go on with Whack Bracketing, I need to explain what a Whack Bracket is. As Swarty said at the top of the show, I'm asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We bring on fellow podcasters and friends of the show, such as Patrick, Anthony, and Swarty, who are both podcasters and friends of the show. And we bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant and ever-changing questions. Are you guys ready to go?
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Right. Oh yeah.
Before we go, I need to do a couple of things. Thing number one, I need to tell people what we are bracketing off, and we are going to bracket off beer that is not considered high class, but they play like they're high class. I don't know what you call this, like poser beers. That's what we'll call it, poser beers. So beers that you don't think are as bad as Miller Lite, but are probably every bit as bad as Miller Lite. So if you guys are ready to go, we are ready to start said Whack Bracketing.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Question number one, we are going to pit Foster's versus Heineken, with the question being, which one of these two beers is more likely to be sponsored by Jennifer Aniston? And we'll let Patrick start out since this is his virgin episode. Pop the cherry. What's up, Patrick?
I am going to go with Heineken. Reason being is I find Heineken a good looking beer in very nice packaging with the green bottle, much like Jennifer Aniston. It's got some curves, much like Jennifer Aniston. And it's just got a little bit of an aftertaste, which I feel like Jennifer Aniston would. So I have three reasons why I think that Heineken is a beer sponsored by Jennifer Aniston.
That's a pretty good fucking answer.
Yeah, he came in hot, man. He wasn't on the first episode, but he came in hot. Yeah,
for sure. He's been studying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I've been looking at Jennifer Aniston all day.
Yeah, you're telling your wife, you're like, why are you looking at Jennifer Aniston? It's for research. It's for the podcast I'm on tonight. Well, then why were you looking at Pamela Anderson earlier? Oh.
Why are you in the washroom for 20 minutes?
I like hepatitis.
Hepatitis.
So what you got, Anthony?
I'm kind of along the same lines as Pat, you know, Heineken, because it really looks nice, but probably also tastes like feet.
Wow.
That's all I got for you, buddy.
All right. You wouldn't want to taste the Jennifer Aniston's feet?
I feel like she tastes like feet every bit of her. I think she's soupy. Fuck, at best. Oh, yeah, for
That's
sure.
A hot take there.
Oh, yeah. No, fuck. She tastes like Le Habitant soup, eh? You know? Little split pea. Yeah. Not a huge fan. Not a huge fan. Looks good on the outside, but it's fucking rotten on the inside. Hey, boy. That's what I think for sure. Yeah, just gnarly. Not a huge fan.
That's done. Yeah.
All right, Swarty, let's see what you could say that's more offensive to Jennifer Aniston than Anthony. I'm not sure it's possible.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to top that, but I'm going to go with Foster's, because if you put Foster's in the sun for as long as Jennifer Aniston has been, it's going to be a little bit skunky too. So,
damn. I'm not even sure I could.
You know, that's how I feel about Heineken. So.
Shit, yeah, that leaves me to yeah, I'll tell you what I think. I don't have anything nearly as good as you guys, but here's what I'll say about Jennifer Aniston. We know that she's worth a lot of money, obviously. I think she makes like $20 million a year. I think she's worth over $240 million or some bullshit I read. She seems like a cool enough chick from what I've seen. She plays roles that are kind of enjoyable. She doesn't seem to take herself seriously, at least not in the role she plays. I don't keep up with the gossip mag, so I can't really speak to that. But you know, she's making more money off a rerun of Friends than my car's worth. So I don't think she needs the money for the sponsorship. I think she's going to do it out of fun. Foster's kind of has the rednecky Australian kind of pitch. You don't really see a lot of commercials for Foster's anymore. Heineken still plays, we're classy, but we're not. So As Anthony so eloquently said, that is Jennifer Aniston to a T. She can play classy, but she's kind of gutter trash. As well as you have a couple of different ways you can go. Foster's, you can either go with the premium, the green can, which I don't even know why this is a premium ale or whatever, but it's awful. Or you go with the blue can. But it's just like, literally, do you want to go with the black tar shit or do you want to go with the diarrhea? Neither one of them have any resemblance of a good beer. Heineken, not a good beer, but she could go with the 0.0. She could go with the low alcohol. She can act like she's cool. Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to go with Heineken here, sadly. Because I really wanted Foster's to go to the next round, just because I had something funny to say about Foster's next round.
Well, so. I think I did a pretty good job at representing Foster's, so meh.
Foster's, Australian for kangaroo pouch beer.
Mmm.
Yeah, you know what?
I like Foster's better than friggin' Heineken, though, man.
I do too. I really
Heineken
do too.
Heineken looks like it'd be a damn good beer, but it's garbage on the inside.
It is, you know? And it's. I think what I don't like about Heineken is it's the malt beer. It's got the malt to it. It's too much malt. So yeah, but sadly,
I can drink it really cold on tap, and that's about it. Out of the bottle or out of a can, it's really. Takes on the taste of that or something. I don't know.
That's
it's just not a good beer to me.
Yeah, I agree. There are some beers that out of the draft are perfect. There's one of my favorite beers here locally is out of the draft, great beer. But out of the can, not so good. Heineken has gone on to the next round, and it will face the winner of said whack bracket here. If you could only drink one of these two beers for the rest of your life, and no other beer, which would it be? Red Stripe or Labatt's?
Which Labatt's?
I'm thinking the blue label.
Oh, Labatt.
I know Swarty's answer.
Is it? You want me to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go ahead, Swarty.
I'm going to go with Red Stripe because I can still be a hipster with the stubby bottle. And even though my brother is a millwright for Labatt's, sorry. Never bite the hand that feeds, but I'm going to do just that. You know, stubby bottle, Red Stripe, put that in the sun for a while. It's still going to be cold because here you go. Every day.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. Why?
You have a man crush on John Labatt. and you're going to say Red Stripe?
I can sell him out. If I can sell him out to be a hipster, so be it.
You're junk. You're junk.
So what's your choice, Anthony?
Labatt.
Right?
Labatt Blue. Oh, yeah.
Just straight up.
Red. If it was Red Cap, boom, we're in. But it's Red Stripe, we're not in.
All right. Blue. So that was. Yeah.
The hair flip. Yeah.
Yeah, he had such a lot to say about Jennifer Aniston and Heineken, but when it just comes to Labatt's, it's like a done deal. He's like, this is not even a conversation for me.
It is not. It is not. I'm drinking blue light. I mean, hey. You know.
What's funny is Swarty's wearing a Labatt 50 shirt. I don't think they have that in the States, but Labatt 50 is a terrible beer.
What is Labatt 50?
He's too light.
How dare you? This you're canceled right now. Canceled.
I'm canceled. We don't even have a podcast tomorrow. So,
what is Labatt's 50? I've got to know. This is news to me.
It's a stronger ale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you pour it into a glass, you can fool me to tell me it is an IPA. So it's stronger.
So let me get it this way, just so I understand. If you like, so Labatt's Blue is like licking a butt, but Labatt's 50 is like going into the hole.
You're going to hit the walls all day long.
Hey, as long as you like ass, then yeah. That's what it's like. You know, but if you don't like ass, then that's not what it's like.
Well, I was thinking. Like your taste may vary. So
it's either like, do you like CNN news or Fox News? How do you like your news? I don't know.
Do you like your news with a side of super kindness or do you like your news with a side of racism? Either way.
Yeah, this is like
do you like
undertone.
It Christian or do you like it real?
Fake news. You are fake news.
I love that accent, Anthony. You got to explain that accent to me that you did again. Could you say something else in that accent you just said?
I don't know.
Maybe it's starting to mimic you, Mike.
No, I heard a girl talking like that on a show we were watching on the Amazons. So that's I think that was more Texan. I think I was reaching for Texas.
Texan.
Don't mess with Texas. So Patrick, Anthony
is one of the most Canadian guys, like Canadian sounding guys I've ever met. Mm-hmm. You do that accent well.
It's a fun accent. I'm not sure if he does it well, but he does it great. It was a fun accent. I really enjoyed that accent. I'm not sure I've ever heard a Canadian do a Texas accent. It was
the best accent. It was the biggest accent that you will ever see.
Hey, you talk to anybody out there, they will tell you that nobody does accents better than me.
Have the best accents.
R.I.P. Donald Trump.
So, Patrick, what do you have?
I'm going with Labatt. Labatt to me, Labatt Blue. This was the first beer I ever stole from my dad. He was a Labatt guy. He's switched now over the years, but still, I think if you look in his beer fridge, you're gonna find Labatt Blue. It brings back all kinds of memories. I'm a Labatt guy through and through.
Right.
Born just outside of London, the birthplace, London, Ontario, the birthplace of Labatt's, I'm in. And the other beer, I don't know, Red Stripe, it's okay if you're laying on a beach, but we only have like 2 months of the year to do that. So, you know, we don't have the hot weather all the time. So Labatt it is.
Yeah, well, you can lay on the beach at any time, depending on your weather tolerance. But so I do have to know, Patrick, what beer does your dad drink now?
The Sleeman's. I don't know if they have that in the States. Yeah, no. Sleeman's a beer out of Canada. It's
it sounds like a porno mag or something.
It's out of Kitchener, right? Kitchener area?
Guelph, I think. Guelph.
No, it's Guelph, yes. Highway 6.
It's a pretty popular beer in Ontario now. They have... He's gone really on to the like low carb diet, low carb everything, and they have probably, I would say, the best low carb beer out there.
Okay,
as far as I'm concerned.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, if you want to buy some of this, Patrick's going to get a cut. Schliemann's or Schlesers or Schlutenhagen. I'm not exactly sure. Some Canadian beer that I'm not familiar with. Long story short, we're back to a split. And I feel terrible here, Swarty. Because I'm probably going to go against you again, and that's not my intention at all. But sometimes I can talk myself out of it, so I'm gonna kind of think about it for a second. We do know that Red Stripe. The thing about Red Stripe I hate is that I used to love Red Stripe when I was younger. I remember going out to a bar for the first time and getting Red Stripe because I'd seen the fake Jamaican commercials about this being a Jamaican beer, and come to find out it's not at all, and it's just a whole marketing pitch. And I was a dumb redneck American. I'm from the Bible Belt, for Christ's sake. Of course, I'm not very educated. So with that said, is I went out, had my red stripe, thought I was having a good time, and come to find out, I really wasn't. It was, you know, you realize you're young and dumb, and I had red stripe since. And to this day, I shit you not, red stripe is the only beer at my grocery store that is $6.99 a six pack. Everything wow. else is more than $6.99 a six pack. Even Bud Light, even Miller Light, everything. So yeah, Red Stripe is the cheapest beer over there, and I bought it recently, and it tastes like the fucking cheapest beer over there. It bites like a rabid snake, man. And it's literally like drinking a glass milkshake. It's there's something bad, good and terrible about it. But Labatt's is good enough. It's light enough. There's nothing harmful about it. It's a smooth drinking beer ish. It's got more flavor than the Miller Lights and things, more good flavor. Miller Lite actually has flavor. That's the thing I used to love when Miller Lite would go against Bud Light. Miller Lite would be like, we have more flavor than Bud Light. It's like, yes, but it's bad flavor. Bud Light tastes like nothing. Miller Lite. Miller Lite's awful. So yeah, Labatt's at least it's somewhere between the two. It gets enough flavor, but not rancid flavor. So yeah, I'm decent with Labatt's, and the way that I judge these two beers, if it's a tie break, okay, and I'm gonna go tie break, I'm thinking which beer gives me the least beer shits? Labatt's. Red Stripe is a terrible beer to get the beer shits off of. Awful. So at least that's historically for my body. Now your body may vary. All bodies vary. Everybody likes different things. Sometimes if you like explosive diarrhea, maybe Red Stripe's your thing. If you don't, Labatt's probably. So I'm going to go with Labatt's. I'm going to agree with Patrick and Anthony here.
Okay.
So, Swarty does on the inside, too. He's just trying to be cool. And he's
like I said, if you want to be a hipster and
you're
you want to be
a hipster guy.
I have a record player. I listen to vinyl. I drink.
Congratulations. I'll send you a chai latte.
Yes, I grind my coffee beans before I brew them. I don't know. What else do hipsters do? I line up for blockbuster movies.
Yeah, that's what I do. I have a beta player because I want it to be really hard to get my VCR tapes. I don't want VCR. I want the Betamax. I can only watch like reruns of Strange Brew and Ghostbusters.
I watched Poltergeist on that fucking beta, and it scared the life out of me when I was a kid.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. Famous last honestly say I've never watched.
Oh, fuck beta. It scared me.
It gave me the shit.
Technology.
It's a red stripe of video delivery.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Especially if you're eating the Jamaican jerk with it. That'll do it to you.
I'd love me some Jamaican jerk. That's worthy shits there. I mean, there are bad shits and there are worthy shits. If you're going to drink beer, you don't need that kind of drama in your life post beer drinking. Not the red stripe beer shits, but Jamaican jerk chicken. I will lean into that. I'll own those shits every day. She has to face Jennifer Aniston's beer of choice, Heineken, in our bracket. Faces Labatt's. In this final question, which beer would make a better essential oil essence? So I've started out with Swarty and Patrick, right? So I think Anthony's next.
Do I have Labatt's, that right? Labatt's got the sweeter taste. It's got to smell sweeter.
All right.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That Heineken foot smell taste thing that they've got going on for some reason.
Depends on your head. Everybody's got to... I'm not going to kink shame on the show.
Yeah, no. We're not doing that here. But, hey, I mean, if that's what you want to do is smell feet, then by all means, put some Heineken in your evaporator or whatever, the essential oil burner thingy.
The essential oil burner thingy.
Love it. Fuck those things are. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Diffuser.
Yeah. There you go. Diffuser.
Hipster.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. See, we found the next hipster thing.
I got my essential oils going when I'm fucking doing my coffee shit.
I have my essential oils going on when I'm doing my beer shits.
Yeah, and then I have my vinyl records on the record player.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm not cutting any of this.
Not everyone who has the vinyl is a hipster.
Yeah.
Or with a record player is a hipster. Because
I kind of overtook that, sorry.
You did.
So,
I was so happy.
So we have right now a Labatt's, and let's go Patrick next. Who you got, Patrick?
I'm actually going to go with Heineken.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I think that I like my essential oils musky with a hint of man, and I think that that Heineken would would hit that. I think, you know, you're kind of going with the essential oils. You're going for kind of like the manly, at least in my opinion, the manly leather-bound books kind of feel. And I think that Heineken as an essential oil would hit that mark.
All right. So this is actually going to be fun. So, Swarty, what you got?
That was deep, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with an old wooden ship on this one. I'm going to flip-flop like a politician. I'm going to go with the bats on this side of the coin, because you got different flavors, different, you know, tastes for the essential oils. And if you know the ladies, they love their essential oils and the different selections that you can get. So I want the same thing with my beer selections and my essential oils thing. So I'm going to go
diffuser?
My diffuser. I said it the first time and I forgot about it. So,
such a hipster.
I'm going to go with the bats. I know, right? I say a word once and then I forget about it.
Yeah, that's a thing when you get older.
Yeah, that is a real thing. But I'm going to make this short and sweet and with pure selection, Labatt's.
All right, so we got a 2-1. We've got Labatt's in the lead here. I actually went a different direction. I'm thinking the essence of the beer, because essential oils is supposed to be an essence. It doesn't always smell, I don't think, like exactly what it's like. It's supposed to smell like bird on a limb and whatever the fuck that is. I have no idea. But you get the essence. So I was thinking of particularly the location, okay? And with Heineken, I was thinking that, like, Heineken, you would have maybe the smell of, like, a Wish.com version of European sausage soaked in Colt 45, because it's from the Netherlands. It's got the malt flavor for the Heineken. And to me, that doesn't appeal to me at all. But Labatt's Canadian beer, I'm thinking more like maple syrup aged in a moose's ass. Now, admittedly, a moose's ass probably not preferable, but maple syrup, good flavor. And I could fuck with some maple syrup smell, I'm thinking. Whereas Netherlands, they're not known for good smells, I don't think. Canada?
Smells like the red light district and stuff.
That's right. smells like Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
So with all that said, I think I'm going to have to agree 100% that I'm going to go with Labatt's. And I think that's a better essential oil smell. So with that said, I think we have a winner. And to no surprise, being on a Canadian podcast, this was not planned at all, especially since Swarty was trying to sabotage his own crew here and voted against Labatt's in the first round. He voted for it this round, and he wins.
That's right. This round,
Labatt's is going to win our shitty poser beer podcast episode on the Half Cut, as well as Whack Brackets, because we'll release it on both. So before we do that, I'll tell you what I do, because I know that's a question that's going to come up, or how to reach out to me. You can reach out to me on the Instagrams and the Tweeters at whackbrackets.com. You can send me an email on any platform, or actually any email address at whackbrackets.com. Let me rephrase that. I fucked all that up. You can reach out to me on the Instagrams and the Tweeters at Whack Brackets. You can send me emails to anything at whackbrackets.com. See, I've been drinking beers. I'm in the bag. So So with that said, send it to anything at whackbrackets.com. You can send it to Jennifer Aniston Footsmell at whackbrackets.com. I will get that. You can send it to maple syrup inside a moose's ass at whackbrackets.com. I will get that as well. So with all that said, I will let you guys close out kind of my episode, and then we can talk for a few minutes after that. But tell people how to reach out to you on the social media platforms and whatever else you want to say.
Well, I just find them on the Instagrams, the Facebooks. It's the Half Cut Podcast, not Half Cut Podcast, because fuck those guys. The Half Cut Podcast. Instagram, Facebook, Twitters, get on it. If you don't, fuck, hey, have your own way. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck you. That's
where we're at. I agree. Come on now.
Hashtag I agree.
And you know what? We're on all the podcasting platforms as well. Stitcher, iHeartRadio,
Spotify,
Spotify, Amazon's,
Google.
Microsoft,
the MySpace. You can check out a GeoCities,
MySpace, YouTube, in the box.
Yahoo.
Check out on webcrawler.com.
That's right. Pornhub. Yeah. We're on there. Check it out.
OnlyFans. We're on OnlyFans too. What's so that?
Yeah. Hey, check out my check out my OnlyFans at myfeet.com. Hey, they're not badbunions.com. Yeah.
Send me an email there too. They're not badbunions at whackbrackets.com. I'll get that. So that said, I'm going to close out my semi episode here in the middle of this beautiful Half Cup podcast. And I'm having such a great time tonight. And I'm going to say bye to my episode. I'm going to let these guys say bye, but don't leave after this if you're listening to the Half Cup podcast, because we might talk for a few more minutes. So see ya.
We will.
Peace.
Thanks. Cheers.
All right.
Peace. Mike, where can, after that nonsense, holy moly, my head is spinning, and it might be from the shots or the beers, I'm not quite sure. It might be from the Labatt's, it might be from the Heineken, it might be from the Foster's, it might be from Jennifer Aniston. Well, she's, my head's spinning from her running around in there all day. I don't know. Thank you very much, Mike, for being on the show tonight. It's been awesome. This was a lot of fun, Pat. See how much fun you missed out on last time?
Yeah, I fucked up.
You got a dog. You got a dog, so.
Yeah, you did get a dog. Congratulations.
I did get a dog, yeah.
You just took Wendell. A doggy style, eh? Yeah,
sure. Now whenever he looks at Wendell, he's going to see the time he missed out on Black Brackets.
Yeah,
well, we'll get him on again. So that's the good news. Is
me or the dog?
Get the dog on. He could be an entire guest. I'm not sure exactly what he's going to say, but
the conversation might be a bit rough.
Boo!
I'm dusting off my shoulder over here.
Yeah, it's all good, man. That's great.
You just been served, son. All right, Mike. Thank you very much for being on the show tonight, and thanks for drinking with us. So that's been a lot of
fun. Anytime, guys. We'll do this again soon. Thanks, guys.
Maybe we should go live when we're in Nashville when this is all over.
Oh, hell yeah. That would be dope as shit. Let's do it.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good night, Mike.
You guys too.
Sounds like we're all getting vaccines soon.
Yeah, so we can go across the border.
Gross.
Cheers, Mike.
Cheers. See you guys. Cheers. Thanks.
Take care, buddy. Bye.
Wow, that was some kind of fun.
Sweaty.
Wow, we have had such a good time. I lost my spot. Good times.
And now we all know what Swarty would sound like if he was doing an infomercial.
Call 1-888 order now.
Yeah. So no, that Mike guy, he's awesome. That was wicked.
Oh, I know. We could do interviews with that guy every freaking couple weeks for sure, man. You know, he's got good shit.
I think we'll have to have him back on, because that was well worth everything. So hopefully you guys all enjoyed that out there.
That's only a 2-hour show, no big deal.
So if nothing else, until next time, stay.
Wee!